Right now in the music room at WLOL FM, we've got a special guest. It's Guy Lombardo, who is appearing in the Twin Cities. Welcome to the music room, Guy.
Thank you, Ken. I'm glad to be here.
And welcome to the dance party in Hi-Fi, because that's the program that we'll be hearing this tape that we're making right now. The dance party, I might explain to you, is on Friday and Saturday evenings, and it's a three-hour-long recorded dance music program.
Sounds wonderful.
And we make a point of featuring your records quite often.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
By the way, you've got a new album that might be wise to mention that right now.
Yes, Ken. As a matter of fact, the very title of it suggests that it might be very good for your show, because it's called Dancing Room Only. And it has some very lush tunes in it. It has songs like Stardust, Fascination, some of the great, great songs, Dancing on the Ceiling, East of the Sun.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably the best album we've done sound-wise.
Sound-wise. Mm-hmm. Now, this album also is out in the new form of sound stereo, am I right?
Yes, and that's quite exciting.
Have you made any more albums for stereo?
Yes, we have, Ken. In the last year, we've made, let me see, we made the Berlin album. That's out now. That's in stereo.
Mm-hmm.
We made a waltz album in California last October. And then when we got back to New York in November, we did a Latin American album. There are a few cha-chas in it, but not necessarily all cha-cha.
Mm-hmm. And, mostly rumbas or tangos or
well,
such like
tangos,
that.
Things like The Breeze and I.
Mm-hmm.
We did one interesting tune in there. We call it Cha-Cha Cacciatore. And the reason we call it that is because we have five or six of the most famous Italian numbers, like We Marie or Sole Mio, things like that, all in one medley, you see.
Mm-hmm.
That's in cha-cha rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that stereo album will come out May the 1st.
May 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. I know you've made some other fine albums for the Capitol label. One of them we play quite often. That's your Guy Lombardo medley.
Yes, that's been a pretty big seller, Ken.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you an album I like very much, and I'm sure that you've used that on the show because there are some very danceable numbers in it, and that's The Lively Guy.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, in that we had South Rampart and After You've Gone and Johnson Rag, things like that.
Mm-hmm. I especially like the Wolverine Blues and
I do too.
The Cannonball Rag.
I do too.
Well, listen, I better mention the fact that you're appearing at the Builders Show in the Twin Cities through Sunday. How's your reception been at the Builders Show?
We've
nice
been very
crowds?
Happy with it.
Uh-huh.
Very happy because we haven't been up here in a long time, although we've played St. Paul a couple of times in the last couple of years,
mm-hmm.
and we haven't been able to get to Minneapolis. And believe me, I'm not saying this because we're here. We've met a lot of fine people here. We've enjoyed our week's stay, and I'm glad that we have two more days left of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Ken, we're going to leave here after the 8 o'clock show Sunday night and take our yearly, weekly Holy Week vacation.
Mm-hmm.
That starts next week.
Very good. Now, I've noticed that your band mostly plays for dancing. Like at the Roosevelt in New York, you play in the evenings for dancing and so on. How different do you find a stage show? Do you enjoy a stage show more than playing for dancing, or vice versa?
As a matter of fact, we do, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
We like doing stage work because, after all, you're getting people's undivided attention, and I think you do a little better job that way.
Mm-hmm.
However, on the other hand, when we play for dances, it's interesting, too, because you have more of a chance to build into a set. You start probably with a waltz, and you develop the 20 or 25-minute set until you're winding up with an exciting thing like Saints or Wolverine
mm-hmm.
or Rampart, and that's exciting, too.
Fine. One thing I was going to ask you, or be sure to ask you, I think I remember a silver anniversary of yours in the music business a while back. Now, what anniversary would it be if you were to count the years up right now? Or is that a leading question?
Let's start this way. We had our little band in London, Ontario, Canada when I was 13. Carmen was 12, and Fred Kreutzer, our present piano player, was 11. And Liebert, who plays the trumpet now, was our drummer, and he was 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, that four-piece band has been developed into this.
Quite a bit.
We had the band all the time. We were going to grammar school, and the first 2 years of high, we also had the band. And then we neglected our education from then on to come down to the States and go to work in Cleveland, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
I was only 21 when we got there, and we had a 9-piece band by this time.
Mm-hmm.
Had a chance to go on WTAM in Cleveland, Ohio, and that sort of started us a little bit. Then we got a chance to go to Chicago. We got a better break there. We went on a network.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that got us a recording contract, and through the medium of records and radio, in 1930, we started at the Roosevelt Hotel in New York. By that time, we had expanded to a 10-piece band because we took in another brother, Victor.
Fine.
So then as the years went on, we added a piano and we added a second trumpet and a second trombone and a couple of vocalists. So mm-hmm. we have now expanded to 16, you see. We're a big band now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get back to how long has it been, you're asking a leading question.
I better stop then. I do remember having in my own collection, matter of fact, they're still there, but they don't get played quite as often as some of the present records you've made. I do have some of those early records that you made, including Coquette Charmaine and Under the Moon.
Oh, have you those?
I have those.
The very first, Ken. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the very, very first.
In fact, Coquette was the first record that sold for you, wasn't it?
Yes, that was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was made, we will get specific now about the dates.
Okay.
And that was made in 1929, so it was just 30 years ago.
30 years ago for Coquette.
Uh-huh.
She's quite a durable girl.
Yeah.
One thing I was going to ask you, and probably I should ask your brother Carmen too, since he's perhaps more concerned with songs and songwriting. What do you think of the current craze for, it's termed rock and roll music, or is it termed just rock and roll and not music?
Well, Ken, there are lots of ways of defining that craze, as you call it.
Uh-huh.
It is a craze. I'll grant you that it is a craze in the minds of some disc jockeys and in the minds of some radio stations. However, let's look at the record.
Uh-huh.
And let's look at the big hits of last year.
All right, fine.
One of the biggest hits of last year, of course, was Valerie, which is not rock and roll by any sense of the imagination. Let's take it, one of Carmen's songs. Let's take a look at that, Return to Me.
It's a beautiful ballad.
Dean Martin's record, uh-huh. A beautiful ballad. Fascination was hung over into last year and was a big number one song.
Uh-huh.
So, you see, when you talk about the things that you hear on radio stations, and you talk about the things that people actually go in and put the dollar down and buy, you're talking about two different commodities. So that rock and roll, some of it's good, I'll tell you, and some of it's very bad, but it hasn't made such a big impression on the buying public,
mm-hmm.
as most people will be led to believe.
The buying public is still sticking to the ballad or straight song or
better class of music. Better class of music.
Both in singles and in LPs, you'd say.
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of singles, you've got a new one, which is a combination of an old and a new song, am I right?
Ken, I've had the happiest conversation on the telephone in the last couple of hours I've had in a long time.
Uh-huh, what's that?
Naturally, we've been selling a lot of albums, and we're very happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
In the last couple of years, we have not had a big single. I think it goes back to 3 years or more, and that's
mm-hmm.
a long time for us without a big single. But I think we finally have it, because our... I got a call from Capitol today, and they say that our new record, which has Silver Dollar on one side and The Pretty Waltz on the other, is rearing its head, and I'm real happy.
Very, very good. You do both numbers in the stage show at the Builder Show,
yes,
and
uh-huh.
they're both very good. Let's see, The Silver Dollar features the trio.
That's the trio.
And
The Pretty Waltz, which is a European importation, by the way, features mm-hmm. Two guitars. When you hear the record, you'll maybe wonder how one guitar player could do it. But
mm-hmm.
it just so happened that day we happened to have two guitar players in the studio.
Oh.
We put them to work, and that's what came out.
Very good. Well, I hope it's a big hit, Guy, just like all your albums. Another thing I was going to be sure and mention on our interview was your famous hobby, that of racing speedboats.
Speedboats?
You've been a little inactive for a while. I don't recall hearing news of the Tempo, or was it 5 or 6? Which model
was
it?
Well, Ken, I had a few very active years. From 1939 until 52, I was really active.
Uh-huh.
And
you won some gold cups, didn't you?
Yes, I was fortunate enough to win the gold cup in 46, and fortunate enough to be... champion for high point score for 1946, 47, 48, and 49.
Mm.
Then I sort of got out of the boating business for a little bit, but went back again in 55. Lucky again, because although I didn't drive the boat too much that summer, Donnie Foster did it. I was tied up our show at Jones Beach. Mm-hmm. We won all the trophies that I hadn't won before. We finally, the way I'll put it is this. I had never won the President's Cup, although I was second in it three times.
Mm-hmm.
That bothered me a little bit because that was our big one of the major trophies. So that year we won that.
Fine.
So that made it complete, and then I sold the boat.
Oh.
Now, just a few weeks ago, I was minding my own business. I'm not even thinking about boats when I discovered a new turboprop engine.
Well, modern developments.
Very modern, mm-hmm. Yes. So I called the designer of my last boat, Les Stodecker, who's in Bay City, Michigan, and talked to him about it. He got excited. I got excited. First thing I know, we're building a boat.
Very good. When do you plan on having it done?
Well, I think it'll be ready about the 1st of July.
It's, time for any racing this summer?
Yes, oh yes. Mm-hmm. I hope to be out and race the Gold Cup with it in August.
Fine.
And then I hope that by October we'll be ready to at least try and get back the world straightaway record, which is made by a jet, an English boat, Donald Campbell's boat. I think maybe we can do it. I hope so anyway.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned in the course of telling us about your new boating endeavor, your show at Jones Beach, and I know you've done several shows at Jones Beach, this big outdoor stage affair that you've done. Why don't you tell us about one or two of those, especially some of the interesting developments that might have occurred?
Well, Ken, in 1954, Robert Moses approached my brothers and I about doing a show at their big amphitheater there. It's an 8,200-seat theater, outdoor theater, with 100 feet of water between the front row boxes on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
That stage is probably the largest in the world. It's about 115 feet wide, and it has a 71-foot revolving stage on it.
My.
1 foot larger than the largest revolve we know. So it's a pretty big theater. And naturally, it takes a lot of people to fill it up, not only mm-hmm. in the audience, but on the stage.
On the stage, too.
Mm-hmm. So we did a show called Arabian Nights that featured Lawrence Melchior. My brother Carmen and John Loeb, who've written a lot of popular songs together, wrote this thing. And it was a very good success. We were very proud of it. It had 200 people, I believe, in the cast. Melchior was the head of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we ran that for 2 years. And that was our first touch of show business from the producing standpoint.
Successful, I hope.
Well, I moderately so, yes.
Yes.
Financially, it was... artistically, it was quite a success. Financially, it was... we won't talk about that.
Oh, all right.
Well, anyway... 1956 and 7, the state asked us to do another show, and we took Showboat, the famous old Jerome Kern, Oscar Hammerstein, Edna Ferber show with the beautiful music and make-believe.
Wonderful.
And we recreated that, and we recreated it life-size. That we were very proud of.
Life-size, including the Showboat.
Yes, the Showboat was 110 feet long, an exact replica of the largest showboat that ever sailed the Mississippi.
Wow.
And it was a beautiful production. We were really proud of it. Mm-hmm. We also had about 200 people in that show. So that ran for 2 seasons, and a year ago we decided to do another show at Mr. Moses' insistence. He's our park commissioner.
Uh-huh.
And we did Song of Norway. That also had about the same amount of people, Ken, and it also was a very successful show, and this year we're going to repeat it.
We're going to be repeating that, uh-huh.
Now, while I'm building this new speedboat, I'm also worrying about what we're going to do there next year, because you have to think about a year ahead.
That's about right. Well, you have some interesting ideas up your sleeve, I'm sure.
Yes, I think we may do an original that may have to do with the South Sea, the romance of the South Seas.
Uh-huh.
We'll tie in the missile program of today.
Very good.
I think we'll maybe come up with something.
Your brother Carmen writing?
Well, I turned it over to Carmen and Johnny Loeb, the same two writers that did Arabian Nights. And, you know, these creative people, you just throw them an idea, and the first thing you know, they start building upon it. And as of now, it looks very good.
Very fine. Well, it's certainly been wonderful talking to you on our dance party show for today.
Thanks,
here
Ken.
At the Builders Show in Minneapolis. We certainly appreciate you taking time out to talk to us.
Pleasure's mine.
And I'm sure our listeners will enjoy some music from your new Capitol album, because that's what we're going to play next.
Good.
On our program. So thanks so much, Guy, for being with us. And now here's music from Guy's new Capitol album.